British reporter and UN analyst Ian Williams describes the 35-page outcome document adopted last week as modest. But he said he thinks people have underestimated one result that Secretary General Kofi Annan had not pushed for openly.
He got what he wanted on the responsibility to protect the humanitarian intervention. 191 states, including countries like Sudan and North Korea, assented to a declaration that said that the Security Council has the right to intervene in countries where there are massive violations of human rights and genocide. And that is a huge breakthrough. It's a reversal of one of the standard UN principles of absolute national sovereignty.
At last week's summit, the world leaders also agreed in principle on denouncing terrorism, advancing the cause of development, reforming the management of the United Nations, establishing a peace-building commission, and creating a new Human Rights Council to replace the much-discredited UN Human Rights Commission. Regarding Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's speech, in which he maintained that Iran has an absolute right to a complete nuclear fuel cycle, Ian Williams says the issue is complex from a European perspective.
Under the existing non-proliferation treaty and under the existing IAEA regulations, nothing that Iran is doing is in any way illegal. We might regard it as dangerous, but it's not illegal. What the Europeans were trying to do was to bargain and offer the Iranians something in return for giving this up. The problem here is what the Iranians really want is a deal with the Americans, which is recognition and, above all, a sort of non-aggression pact that America promises it won't attack Iran.
Another controversial issue was the enlargement of the UN Security Council, says Ian Williams.
It's my personal opinion, but the present form of the Security Council is the worst possible system except for all the alternatives proposed. If it's wrong to have 5 permanent seats with vetoes, then how do you make it better by doubling the number of permanent seats? Kofi Annan said it's got to be more representative. And he's right, but you have to start with the bedrock fact that none of the 5 existing members is going to give up their veto or their seat.
Chidnan Rajgata, Washington bureau chief and foreign editor of the Times of India, says the failure of Security Council enlargement was a disappointment to India, and he described the controversy over Iran's nuclear program as putting India in a tough position.
The United States and the 3 European countries, Germany, France and Britain, want a specific commitment from Iran that it would give up pursuit of nuclear weapons and open itself to international inspections and safeguards. And there is a lot of pressure on other countries like India. The U.S. is pressing for a referral to the UN Security Council. India is among the countries which is reluctant because they believe that this should be sorted out by consensus at the IAEA, and rushing it to the UN Security Council is going down a slippery slope the same way as it happened with Iraq. The Indians want a more cautious approach. They are saying that all diplomatic avenues should be exhausted before this is referred to the UN Security Council. India has an energy problem, its energy deficit. Essentially, what the Indians are trying to do is keep all options open. They'd like to have both nuclear energy from the United States and oil and gas from Iran. For the Indians, it's not an either-or situation.
Mr. Rajgata said that among the most interesting features were the bilateral meetings between world leaders, including that between President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Dmitry Sidorov, Washington bureau chief of Kommersant, a business and political daily in Moscow, agrees.
We should be looking at Putin's trip and all the trips of foreign leaders based on the result. I don't think President Putin achieved any result with his trip to the U.S. in regard to the U.S.-Russian relations. President Bush tried to persuade President Putin to change his policy in regard to Iran and agree to move what is called the Iranian dossier to the Security Council discussion in New York. Based on Putin's response, everybody made a conclusion that Russian president declined to do so.
Despite the disappointing results of the recent summit, the journalists say the member states of the United Nations must continue to try to narrow their differences through diplomacy. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.